play. It is Green County Tech leading Madison Hall 58-43. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on 99.7 The Boot.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass, as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, your journey to wellness is a partnership they take to heart.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls, and we're a local private practice group providing advanced, high-quality orthopedic care while always treating patients like family. Dr. McConnell, Dr. Souter, and I will find the best course of action for your specific situation and ensure you feel supported every step of the way.
Visit Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3, Medical Plaza.
It will be Mount Holmes ball to start this final quarter as they currently trail Green County Tech by a score of 58-43. Inbound pass will be triggered by Tyler Podwoski on the far sideline. He gets into Ethan Rosas. We're back underway. Now ball goes to Tate. Tate will dribble up to the top. Ball goes over on the right side of Rosa. Finds Corp cutting into the lane for the layup. It goes in. Jackson Corp with 25 on the night. Mount Home cuts the margin down to 13. 58-45, our score is. We're 30 seconds into this final period. Ball is with Harris on the left side. He'll give up top to Cancilla. Now to Scott. Back over to Harris. Now to Cancilla. Mount Home in a man-to-man. An offensive foul away from the ball is going to be called on Landon Morton. They said he used that. He used his elbow a little too much down on the low block. That is Morton's second personal foul. First team foul against, this is actually his third team personal foul. First team foul against the Golden Eagles here in the final period. Here is Tate with it on the right wing. This is the Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Greg Gilbert with 6 on the night. He's been cold for much of the night. He needed that three. And it's down to a 10-point game, less than 7 minutes left to play. 58-48 is our score. Here's Harris finding Oswald down on low block. He's met by a double team. He gets out of it, puts up the jumper and the paint. Good. Noah Oswald with 20 on the night. 60-48. Tate quickly back to the lane, finding Corp in the lane. He's going to get the layup. Good. Jackson Corp with 27. 60-50. Tech leading it. 6:32 left to play in the game. Ball goes on to the near the left right corner to Oswald. He tries to go by Tate, and he steps on the baseline. That is 14 turnovers against Tech compared to 7 for Mountain Home. Morton's going to check out of the game as Carson McDaniel comes back in. 6:25 left to play. Now, stoppage of play. The official is talking to someone in the stands. I'm wondering if I bet that's an administrator. I've got a feeling I wonder if someone's about to get kicked out of this game. So he's just telling the students, the Tech students, to calm down a little bit. All right, so we're back underway. Here's Tate with it, dribbling on the right side. He gets by his defender. He loses the handle of the ball, but a foul's going to be called on the Tech. It's like a reach-in's going to be called on underneath the basket. I believe they gave that one to Oswald. That's his third personal foul. Team foul number 2 against the Golden Eagles here in the fourth quarter. Ethan Rosa checks out of the game as I believe Ryder McClain comes back in. Playing table inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Podwoski on the left elbow. Gives it to McClain. He's going to pull up for the jumper at the elbow. And bounce, takes a high bounce. Oh, they're going to say it hit the shot clock and the no basket. It went back in, but not before it hit the shot clock. That is an out of bounds. Oh, that's a tough break right there. 6:09, let's play in the game. Tech with the ball, leading 60-50. Harrison in the front court gives to Cancilla. Over to Oswald. Ball goes down to McDaniel for the alley-oop layup. Carson McDaniel with 13 on the night. Back the other way, Blaine Payne. He's going to go up for the layup. It rolls around and falls out, and the rebound is controlled by Tech. Back the other way. McDaniel puts up the three. No good. Rebound comes to the Bombers. Back the other way. Tate's going to go into the lane for the layup. Good. And Mount Salem quickly calls timeout. Just as soon as Blaine Tate hits that layup, he's in double figures with 11. We'll break with 5:37. Let's play in the game. It is Greene County Tech leading Mount Salem 62-52. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class on 99.7 The Boost.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC. Better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Well, Mount Salem trying to hang tough there with 5:37 left to play in the game. It is Greene County Tech right now leading 62-52. Mount Salem taking that timeout there after Blaine Tate hit that layup. Here is McDaniel finding Oswald down the lane for the reverse layup that wouldn't go, and the rebound's controlled by McClain. He'll throw it out to Gilbert. He's going to immediately put up the three on the right side. Good! And Gilbert with nine on the night, all from behind the arc. It's a down to a seven-point margin all of a sudden. 62-55 our score. 5:12, let's play in the game. There's Cancilla giving it to Harris down to Oswald near the low block. Out to Cancilla on the right side. He gets by his defenders, going in for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Good play by Luke Cancilla to get the basket and draw the contact. He'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 5:02 left to play. They're going to give that one to Ryder McClain. That is his fourth personal foul. Team foul number one here in the fourth quarter against the Bombers. So Luke Cancilla at the line to try to make a double-digit lead again. And he gets it. He is 3 of 3 from the free throw line with 9 points. 65-55, Golden Eagles up right now. Ball goes to McClain on the left side. Less than 5 minutes left. McClain's going to pull up for another three-pointer. This one won't go, and the rebound's controlled by McDaniel. McDaniel has it on the left side, and he's called for the travel. 15 turnovers against Tech. That's home with 7. Morton's going to check back in as McDaniel takes the seat. Before he does, he's getting a little talk from Jeff Gio about that last play. 4:44 left to play in the game. The 10-point Golden Eagle advantage. Tate into the front court. Ball goes to McClain on the left side. He'll dribble up to the top. Ooh, Tate's walking a little gingerly right now. He's still playing, though. Tate's going to... Get by his defender. He's all, I say, just as I say that, he actually gets called for the charge. Good job by Casey Scott to draw that contact. That is Blaine Tate's third personal foul, team foul number two against Mount Salem, and their eighth turnover of the night. 4:32 left to play in the game. Tech with the ball leading 65-55. Ball goes over to Morton. Now to Scott on the left side, up top to Cantua. To Morton, over on the right side to Harris. Up top to Scott, over to Cancel on the left. Finds Oswald near the low block. Finds Morton in the paint for the jumper. Good. Landon Morton with 12 points on the night. And now Mount Salem's going to take another timeout. We'll break with 4:04 left to play in the game. It is Greene County Tech leading Mount Salem 67-55. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on 99.7 The Boost.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance. Large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Well, Mount Solomon takes their last 30-second timeout of the night. They have one full timeout left now, and that is it. Green County Tech with all three of their full timeouts left and one 30-second timeout remaining. 4:04 left to play in this one. It will be Mount Solomon's ball. Tech leading 67-55. Inbound pass goes in the backcourt to Blaine Tate. Tate dribbles to the right side. Here's up top to Gilbert. Over to court from the left. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Jackson Corp with 30 on the night. Now Tom cuts the margin back to single digits. 67-58 our score. And now a foul's going to be called. Blaine Tate just got a little too aggressive there. That's his fourth personal foul. Third team foul against the Bombers here in the fourth quarter. So they got one more foul to give. Oswald will inbound it to Harris. They go across the timeline, gives it back to Oswald. Looks like Mount Solomon might be in a little bit of a zone. Oswald's going to dribble to the low block, kicks out to Harris, out to Scott. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, in and out, and the rebound is controlled, by McClain for a moment. It's going to be a jump ball, and it will be Peck's ball on the possession arrow. So the Golden Eagles get the ball back with a fresh 35, leading by 9. Harris will turn an inbound pass underneath the basket. Harris will inbound it. Tries to inbound it to Scott. Ball knocked away. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Scott. Good job by Tate. He knocked it away, and then Scott tried to grab it, and then he knocked it out of bounds. So that will be the 16th turnover against the Golden Eagles. Over 3.5 left to play in this one. Antone with the ball, trailing by 9. Ball goes to Gilbert. He fakes out his defender, pulls up for the three-pointer, a little short, and the rebound is controlled by Oswald. Back quickly comes Scott. He will give to Cancilla. Out to Oswald. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Gilbert. Gilbert will give it to McClain. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer on the left side. No good, and the long rebound is chased down by Scott, and he'll be fouled, and Blaine Tate is done for the night. Blaine Tate just picked up his fifth personal foul. 14th foul against Mount Solomon. So the next one will put the Golden Eagles in the bonus. So Blaine Tate will take a seat for the final 3:04 of this game with 11 points. So Ethan Rosa checks in for Blaine Tate. Inbound. Ball goes to Scott in the front court. Now to Morton over on the left, right side of Cantilla. He'll throw it up top to Harris. Over to Scott. Down to Oswald. Down to Morton in the paint. Now kicks out to Cantilla near the left corner. Out to Scott. Over to Oswald in the left corner. His three-pointer up. No good. And the rebound is knocked around. Controlled by Harris. He will throw it to Oswald in the lane. His jumper won't go. He gets his own rebound. He puts it back up and in. No second chance opportunities. They can be killer. No, Oswald with 22 on the night. Back the other way. Gilbert's going to put up the jump on the right side. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Cantilla. 69-58. Tech leading it. Morton with the ball on the low block. He puts up the jumper. Good. Landon Morton with 14. All of a sudden, it's a 13-point lead, a 5-possession lead for Green County Tech. 71-58 our score. Back the other way. Court puts up the three. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Oswald. Rebounding has been the difference for a good chunk of this game. Here is the Scott with it. He'll throw it to Harris. Now Tech is looking to milk a little more clock. Ball goes to Oswald. Now to Harris. 15 left on the shot clock. 1:40 left in the game. Morton will give it to Oswald. Oswald's going to dribble down to lane. Going in for the layup. His basket counts and he is fouled. Noah Oswald will go to the line for the three-point play. with 1:33 left to play in this game. Try to make it a six-possession game. Like Baylor Tate and also Landon Newton coming in for Mount Home, replacing Ethan Rosa and Tyler Podlowski. And now Green County Tech is going to take a timeout before the free throw. We'll break with 1:33 left to play in the game. It is Green County Tech leading Mount Home 73-58 with a free throw pending. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on 99.7 The Boost.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
So Green County Tech taking their last 30-second timeout of the night. They have all three of their full timeouts remaining. Mount Home with one full timeout left. They're out of 30s. 1:33 left to play in the game. It is a 15-point lead right now for Green County Tech, but Noah Oswald has a free throw to shoot to try to make it a 16-point game and a six-possession lead for the Golden Eagles. Free throw is up. Good. Noah Oswalt with 25 on the night. 74-58. Golden Eagles up. About a minute and a half left to play in this game. Here is Gilbert with it. He will give it to Baylor Tate. He dribbles up to the top. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert gets some distance between he and his defender. Puts up the three on the left side. Good. Greg Gilbert with 12 on the night. That's home trailing 74-61. Here's Scott back the other way. He finds McDaniel in the lane. Put a layup. Good. Carson McDaniel with 15 off the bench. 76-61. A minute left to play in this game. Gilbert tries another three up top. No good. Oswald gets the rebound. Back the other way. Looks like a pass knocked away. And actually off the backboard. And Mapsom gets the steal. McLean goes up for the three-pointer. Short. It goes out of bounds. And now Green County Tech is going to take another timeout. We'll break with 44.4 seconds left. It is Green County Tech leading Mountain Home 76-61. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits, one on Surrey on 99.7 The Boot.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Green County Tech taking the timeout with 44 seconds left as they have the ball leading 76-61. Here is Scott with it. Dribbles up to the top. Gives over on the right side to Cantilla. Up top to Scott. Over to Harris on the left. Up top to Scott. Over on the right to Oswald. Got a 9-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. They're just milking that clock as much as they can. And Mount Tom's not going to try to foul. Looks like this game is pretty much accepted to say ball goes over to Harris. He's going to dribble into the lane. He'll kick out to Oswald for the three-pointer to beat the shot clock. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Baylor Tate. Shot clock is off. 5 seconds left. Baylor Tate will try to throw it to over in the lane. The ball is knocked away and stolen by Tech, and that's the way this ball game is going to end with a 15-point victory for the Golden Eagles. Our final score. Green County Tech defeats Mountain Home 76 to 61. We'll come back and start the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on 99.7 The Boot.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your